Let me tell you what happened to me the other day at home. I'm a newlywed, having been married only about 5 months, and I find that I'm a bit disappointed in my husband. I thought I was in love with him because he treated me so nice, almost worshiped the ground I walked on. He was very polite, always opening doors for me, holding my chair out for me, you know. But now I realize that he is just really weak. We'd made plans to go away for the 4th of July holiday weekend when his dad called and said he was coming over for a short stay. I told my husband to say no, we're going away. But being the weak prick that he is, he didn't say anything. So there I was, sitting in the living room with my husband and Barry, that's my father-in-law, when Barry said, "I want a beer." My husband started to get up from the couch where he was sitting next to me and go to the kitchen to get his dad a beer when Barry said, "Sit down, son. I want your wife to get it for me." And he looked over at me and said, "Helen, I want you to go get me a beer." I thought to myself, "You prick. Don't you dare try to order me around in my own house, you dirty, rotten bastard." But I got up off the couch and did as I was told anyway. So there I was, in the kitchen, getting the beer from the fridge, when I felt arms go around my waist from behind. I tried to turn around, but I was held tight, and the hands moved up and fondled my big, sensitive tits. I leaned back, and I felt a hard cock rubbing against my arse. I love having my tits squeezed and mauled and groped and fondled and my nipples tweaked and pinched. It really gets my cunt wet. One big male hand stayed playing with my tits and the other hand slipped down and was rubbing my cunt mound through my clothes. I was still wearing my tight black yoga pants that I'd worn to the gym earlier in the day. I was fucking aroused, and I could feel my cunt soaking my panties. Then I whispered, "We can't do this here. Your dad's in the living room." Then I felt warm, wet lips kissing my ear. My ears are so sensitive, and hot breath blowing in my ear. And a tongue licking my ear. So I wiggled my arse harder against the hard cock behind me. Then I heard a whisper in my ear, "He's not in the living room. Daddy-in-law's right here, baby, right behind you, dry humping your cute little arse." I fucking froze. I thought that was my husband dry humping me and tonguing my ear, not my father-in-law. And Barry kept squeezing my tits and rubbing my cunt and humping his hard cock against my arse. "Barry, you have to stop right now. Stop or I'll call my husband into the kitchen." "Call all you like," he said. "I sent that weak pussy out to get me some cigarettes, so we're alone, just you and me, in the kitchen. No one else around. You need a fucking man, not your weak husband. And I've known that ever since my son brought you home to introduce you to the family 5 months ago. But I never had the right opportunity to be alone with you before. So today I decided that I'd waited long enough." And Barry put his hands on my shoulders and gently pushed me down to kneel on the floor. He told me to take his cock out and suck it, but I refused. I just stayed there on my knees in front of him, but I didn't do anything. Then he grabbed me by the back of the head and pushed his crotch hard against my face and repeated his words, "Suck my fucking cock, Helen." That's my name, Helen. And I suddenly realized, this is what I wanted. This is what I've always wanted. What I needed, a man to dominate me, to tell me what to do. So I unzipped his jeans, and boy, did I get the surprise of my life. Fucking wow. My husband's father had a big, thick, uncut cock. I couldn't wait to wrap my fist around his prick and jack on it. So I started stroking it, sliding my soft, warm, womanly hand up and down his rock-hard, silky shaft. And as it hardened, I rolled the foreskin back and I sucked the tip of his cock into my mouth. Barry. Oh, your cock is so big in my mouth. Then Barry grabbed my head and started fucking my face. And he said, "This is what you fucking need, Helen, you cock-sucking slut. I gotta take control, a real man, not my wimpy son." I nodded my head as best as I could and mumbled something.
"Mm-hmm. Yes, you're right, Barry. Yes, this is exactly what I need."
But I couldn't talk much as I sucked and gagged on his monster prick. Ow, ow, ow,
oh God, ow, Barry, ow, 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 your cock is, I can't, it's too fucking big.
Then he took his hand off my head and reached down and grabbed my shirt and tore it open, buttons flying everywhere. And then he grabbed my delicate pink lace bra and tore it off my body, exposing my big fat tits to his naked gaze. And I moaned as he roughly tweaked my hard nipples. Then he pulled his cock out of my hungry mouth and he told me to get naked, take my pants off. He wanted my cunt. I protested. "No, I can't. My husband might come home soon. He might catch me. Don't you understand? I'm scared." And Barry just laughed. "That fucking wimp won't say nothing. Now get your fucking clothes off, Helen." And I did what I was told. As I was taking everything off, Barry took his jeans off and laid down on the hard kitchen floor. He told me to hurry up and sit on his cock. So I walked over, straddled his big hard chest and belly, squatted down, and took his big prick in my hand and started to lower my wet and ready cunt onto his cock. And then he stopped me. I looked up into his face, startled, worried that I'd done something wrong. And then he told me he wanted me to sit on him with his cock against his belly and to spread my cunt lips on either side of his prick and to sit on it. I had to slide my slippery wet cunt up and down his cock and masturbate myself using his cock while he watched. I was so fucking wet, and grinding my gash along his stiff prick felt wonderful. Most guys just want their cocks in my cunt, but Barry was different. He wanted me to come from grinding hard along his cock. And oh God, did that feel so good, sliding my wet cunt up and down his shaft, which was tight to his belly, my gash so wet, and leaking my cunt juices onto his shaft, my hard little clit bucking, having the time of her life riding his shaft. He said, "You like that cock rubbing along your sloppy fuckhole, don't you?" I was loving it, and so I told him, "Yes, I fucking love it. My cunt's on fire, and I need to come, and I want to come, and you better make me come, too." And I heard Barry laugh and say, "Then come, my horny little cunt. Come like a good little girl should. My daddy-in-law telling me to come worked. My cunt was coming like a fucking fountain, and I was coming so fucking hard. Spasms, contractions. Oh, God, did that feel good." that I didn't hear my husband come into the kitchen. All I heard was Barry say, "Your wife is a fucking sexy lady, you know, and she sucks great cock, too." I looked up, and I saw my husband standing there, watching me grind my cunt on his own father's cock. I started to get up, but before I could do or say anything, Barry grabbed my hips and held me onto his cock, not letting me move off of it. He looked at his son and said, "Your wife has a very wet and hungry cunt that needs fucking. So sit down like a good little boy and watch a real man fuck her, or else fuck off out of the way, because I'm fucking her no matter what." And my husband just walked out of the room, and Barry said, "Suck my cock some more, Helen. I want it really hard for your cunt." His prick was still hard, and it was covered in my cunt juices, but I'd never sucked my cunt juices off a man's cock before, so I hesitated, and Barry said, "Do it." And so I sucked his cock, and I loved the feeling of having an uncut cock in my mouth, fucking my mouth. And my cunt juices didn't taste too bad either.
I love sucking your cock so much, Barry. Yeah, Barry. Oh. It's big. It's so hard. Oh. Barry.
Then Barry took his cock from my mouth and told me this time it was his prick that was going to go to my married cunt. And as I went to guide his prick into my snatch, Barry called out to his son, "Bring me one of those cigarettes you just went to the store and got." As my weak fucking husband came back into the room, Barry said, "Light one and smoke it while you watch me fill your slut wife's cunt with my spunk." I was horrified at what he said. I thought this would be too much, possibly the end of my marriage. But my weak wimp husband lit a cigarette and sat on a chair in the corner of the room and watched with a funny look on his face and in his eyes. "Okay, slut, feed my meat into your wet fuckhole. Let hubby see how you enjoy a real man's cock." I looked over at my husband and asked him, "Do you want to see your wife get fucked by a bigger cock than yours? Huh? Do you want to see my cunt full of your daddy's spunk? Is that what you want?" And he nodded his head yes. "Okay then, you weak bastard. If that's what you want, that's what you're going to get. Now get down here behind me and guide your daddy's prick into my cunt." Hubby looked shocked. He'd never heard me talk that way before. I'd never talked dirty before in my entire life. And Barry just laughed. "You're a fucking kinky woman, you know that? I like that idea." And he said, "Hurry up. Your wife's waiting. Her cunt needs my meat." And I saw my husband get up from his chair, walk over to us, and using one hand, I felt him part my sloppy, wet cunt lips while he used his other hand to steer his father's prick into my cunt. I loved the feeling I was getting, the fucking I was getting. Barry's a filthy talker, and he called me a lot of dirty things. I loved it. I ate it up. I was a fucking dirty cum-dump whore, a cock-hungry cunt. Lots of dirty names, and I returned the favor. I told him he was my best fuck ever. I love sucking his big uncut cock. I love masturbating using his dick. And I begged him to empty his balls into me, into his son's wife's cunt. And I wanted my daddy-in-law's spunk filling my cunt. And as Barry shot loads and loads of hot spunk into my cunt, I looked over at my husband and saw that he was jacking off. He'd gotten hard, watching me get fucked like a whore by his very own father. So I told him, "You like that, didn't you? You like seeing me be a slut for a big cock." And Barry said, "He's here for a week, so you'll see your wife's cunt full of cum quite often. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Would you like to see your wife's cunt full of another man's cum? Your very own father's cum?" And he said, "Yes." "Then get over here close and look at what your dad did to my married cunt. Look at all the white goo I have seeping out of my cunt. Your father's goo. Go ahead, touch it. Go ahead. Stick your finger in your father's jizz as it runs out of my fuckhole and down my ass. Now lick your finger and taste it. Do you want more? If you're a good boy and behave yourself, I might even let you clean me up. Well, that was a week ago, and I'm still not sure about the future of my marriage. But I've discovered that I like getting fucked by a dominant man, and my husband just doesn't fit the bill. But Barry sure does. Maybe I'll stay married after all and keep it all in the family, if you know what I mean.